Well, getting ready to practice, and the one thing that's not on the report is that Calvin Pryor will start practicing today with us. He won't be eligible for this week's game or next week's game, but you know he'll be out there on the field. So, you know, obviously Dede's back on the field. He's eligible. You know what I'm saying? If we deem that we're going to bring him up, so we got a bunch of guys on the field. Got a lot of things to look at, and we got a great challenge ahead of us. With Cincinnati coming in here and off a big win, they beat Indianapolis. So I'm excited to get back out there after, you know, obviously the bye and the short practice on Monday.
Follow up on Pryor. Does that mean Bennett is not under consideration for a return out?
You know, I don't even know how the rules are. I think once they come in, it's considered designated to return.
Once he practices, that's it.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on those and stuff.
Bengals have won 3 or 4. What kind of good things are they doing?
Well, one, they're dangerous. You know, I mean, you know, offensively, you got to take those statistics and throw them out the window, really. I mean, you know, the quarterback can make all the throws. He's very smart, very intelligent, very good on the run. You know, up front, they've had some changes. Those guys are starting to play better. You know, new guys in the lineup. You know, they've had some injuries. Obviously, Eifert gotten hurt, you know, but the two tight ends they got playing in there are doing a nice job. Green's a top flight receiver in the league. He does an outstanding job. And they got three backs that could probably play anywhere. I mean, they really do a good job. Very difficult to tackle. They have speed, explosion. All three backs are, you know, three down backs. All of them can play it. And they're very dangerous. And I think defensively, they've always been stout. I think Coach Lewis and those. And the defensive staff have always done a great job, having played against Cincinnati in the past. Starts up front. You know, Atkins is probably one of the best players in the league on the inside. You know, the rest of those guys on the D-line do an outstanding job. They're very tall. You know, they bat a lot of balls. You know, they get a lot of tips. Linebackers are aggressive, good, sharp. You know, they have injury there. You know, but, you know, we're planning on Minter being back, you know, at the middle linebacker spot and them being full speed. The two corners, you know, play extremely well, and the two safeties. So, you know, they play well in nickel. They've always been a very good defensive team. Very, very strong, very physical. So, you know, we're going to be challenged there. And special teams, you know, we'll be challenged. They have 12 will be back there on kickoff returns and punt returns. But every now and then, if it's an opportunity for them to get a return, they'll put Pac-Man back there. You know, and he's one of the better guys that have been in this league for a long period of time. So, you know, we're going to have to do a good job. They blocked a punt last week, you know, saying against Indy. So we're going to have to do a good job with our protection. And, you know, like I said before, we're going to have to really, get in a good week of practice. And it starts today.
The offensive coordinator has been there 5 games now calling the plays. Does that give you a pretty good idea of what's changed?
Well, you know, Bill Lazor, I mean, he was at Miami for all those years. I was in Buffalo, and I know him. He's, obviously a very good coach. That we have a background with him, you know, guys in this building. You know, he's done a good job, and, you know, they're getting the balls to the people that they need to get it to and doing a good job of trying to match people up. And, I've always had a lot of respect for Bill and the job he's done. He's always done a good job.
Doug, do you spend any time telling the guys on offense, hey, you have to be – mindful of where Burfict is at any point just because of all the extracurricular stuff and some of the things he's done, or do you think they know that already?
I don't think you have to tell him, you know, where he's going to be. I think we know that schematically. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, it's not a secret. You just watch the tape, you know, but he's an aggressive player and he doesn't, you know, he plays well. I have a lot of respect for him, you know what I'm saying, as a football player. You know, you look on film, I mean, he makes plays. He's physical. He's downhill. You know, he's tough. He competes. He hustles. You know, he does all those things. And I think every week we talk to our players about, you know, focusing on ourselves, you know, no extracurricular activities out there. Don't let anyone try to get into your head. And it's not just – I don't address the team on specific players. I just address them on, in general, we don't want to be that team. You know, we don't want to have penalties. We don't want to do these types of things, you know, that can hurt the team. So that's just part of, you know – a recurring statement that I make each week, you know, when I'm getting the team ready to play.
Bengals first in red zone defense. What stands out about their package and their players inside the 20?
Well, one is they can get to the quarterback with just rushing 4. I think they do an outstanding job of that. They're very good up front, and I think they do very well from the coverage aspect, from whether it's zone or man. They can do that. And I think any time that, you know, you can stop the run with seven and, you know, keep – you know, the regular, you know, two deep and or two shells and coverages and things of that nature, I think it's very difficult. There's not a lot when you go down there because as the zones start to decrease, the windows start to, you know, decrease as you go. And they can still get – they still defend the run well out of it, and they still get pressure on the quarterback, you know, with the four.
From the other side of that, sure. Blake has no turnover. You guys have no turnovers in red zone offense.
Oh.
I jinxed it.
After the game, we have a turnover in the off. Yeah, we have a turnover in the red zone. I'm going to point right to you. I'm going to say, you never ask those questions. No.
A positive.
Yeah, no.
Has Blake made good decisions in terms of when the.
Absolutely. You know, in a red zone, we've made, you know, have made some good, you know, obviously we have. I mean, when you know, and that's a big thing because that's a big point in a game because, you know, that's not that, you know, turnovers are always an issue. You know, it's always going to be part of the winning and losing in this game. But, you know, if you're going to say, okay, is it – if you're going to put a label on it, gosh, you're giving up points and turning the ball over in the red zone. I mean, that's even tougher to deal with, you know what I'm saying, when you have that. But, you know, the other thing is, you know, this team that we're playing, they do an excellent job of getting their hands on balls, whether it's the front line or whether it's the guys in the back end. So – you know, we've got to do a hell of a job, and they do a great job of breaking the ball up. You know, when you watch the film over and over again and teams are throwing the ball in the end zone, there's a lot of I don't want to call them drops because they're actually knocking them out of people's hands, and then you see a lot of balls being tipped. So, you know, it'll be a great challenge for us down there.
You guys have had a pretty good amount of success limiting running backs, catching balls out of the backfield. How unique is kind of Cincinnati with Bernard and Mixon both able to do that?
I think that'll be one of the biggest challenges for us. I think they're outstanding. I think they're one of the best, and Bill's always done a good job of this, but they're one of the best screen teams, you know what I'm saying, that I've seen. They're very good because all those guys are explosive, and they can set the blocks up, and they can get vertically down the field and finish. So it's just a matter of, you know, awareness, discipline, you know, things of that nature, and it's tough because, you know, people run those a lot, and they'll try to slow your rush down, you know what I'm saying, by doing that. But you just got to get good reads on it, good feels for it, and, you know, be able to attack it.
How do you think Jeremy Parnell has played this year?
I think he's done a nice job, you know what I'm saying? I really do. You know, I always say this. If no one's asked me about him, then he's probably doing a pretty good job. You know, when you talk about offensive linemen in general.
When you go up against a receiver like Green, mm-hmm. How comforting is it when you have Jalen and A.J. Flexibility there?
It's a challenge now. I mean, those guys, you know, even though you talk about, you know, Jalen and AJ, they put a lot of work into it, you know what I'm saying, to get themselves ready. You know you're going to be challenged. You know that, you know, those types of players, you know, they're going to make plays. They're going to get opportunities. And it's just a matter of being aware and keeping that focus for the full game. You know, and then if they do make a catch, just make sure you get them down and don't make them, you know, don't let them make the explosive catch, which, you know, everyone's trying to do. You know, they move players around, do things to try to get people off them. So it's a challenge each week for not just those two, but, you know, it's an understanding that, hey, we need the rush. We got to keep the quarterback, you know, in the pocket. We don't want to let him get out of the pocket to gain time, you know what I'm saying, which will decrease the opportunities for us to cover. I just think those are just simple principles of how you want to play. I think he's been playing very well. I think very well. I think once, you know, he didn't go through training camp, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he had those injuries. He came back. We played him the last preseason game, Atlanta, but he didn't really play that much. It might have been like 10 plays. Then he started the season, you know, and I think anytime, you know, you're going to feel your way a little bit, but I think he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's playing well. He's tackling well. He's doing all the things that, you know, we're asking him to do. I think he's playing at a very high level.
When you guys decided to add the fullback position to the offense, did you think you'd get the production that you're getting from O'Hanlon so far?
I think that when we look back at it, and we thought that we could have that opportunity, looking about how we wanted to play, what we wanted to do, we were looking to get that type of production out of, you know, that personnel grouping, which we thought, you know, could help us at the time, as well as at the time we still had A-Rob with us in the 11 personnel groupings, and we thought we can be more multiple and maybe help us with different aspects of the game. That was more of the off-season discussion.
How does Geno Atkins compare, like, to a Jarrell Casey or other defensive tackles that you face a lot?
I always say this because it's always difficult. I don't ever want to take away from someone, you know, and I think that, you know, when you're talking about Aaron Donald, Casey, McCoy, Atkins is right in there in that conversation. I mean, he's just as good. You know, he, like I always say, I go, look, he's one of the best players, if not the best player at his position. And I think he's has a great combination, just like a lot of those players, of, you know, power, size, speed, pass rush, defends the run. You know, that once you do all those things, then I just kind of throw you in that category of those other, you know, great players at that position, and he's one of them. And he's earned it. He works his butt off.
Doug, you talked about the need to win here. Do you reemphasize it with players this week, or is it just kind of there?
Right now, the only thing that I've emphasized with the players is that this is the end of the second quarter, even though we're coming off the bye, and we're 2-1, and we haven't won a quarter in a long period of time, and just really trying to keep our focus on that. So, you know, that's what I've tried to talk to our players about, not, you know, get into any questions about, you know, back-to-back or anything of that nature, and let's just make sure that we keep our eye, you know, right on what's up next. You know, not worrying about what's behind us, not worrying about what's front of us. You know, and even like today, like I talked to the team about, hey, today, let's put the work in today to help ourselves have an opportunity to perform well on Sunday. You know, I'll say the same thing to them tomorrow, you know, and I'll just say, hey, I'll mention the second quarter and our eyes on Cincinnati. And I'll try to keep them focused on that.
At what point do you mention defend your home turf?
We talked about it in the bye week.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't mention it, you know, this week because I personally don't want to get away from, you know what I'm saying, you know, Cincinnati.
But that is your philosophy, and I think I heard you share it on the coach's show a few weeks ago. Your philosophy is you got to win them at home, split them on the road.
I've heard, you know why? I mean, I repeat that, but I've heard that my whole life. You know what I mean? I mean, from everywhere, you know, once I've been in the league. So I don't want to take credit, you know, for that philosophy, but that's what you want to be able to do. You want to be able to win your home games and split them on the road, and it's a pretty darn good year, and you should, you know, be in the hunt. But, you know, that's something that we haven't been able to do. You know, but we haven't won a lot of road games either prior to this year, you know. So, you know, this is all stuff that we're working on. And, you know, I think you work on that by just concentrating on the task at hand and what you have to do.
I thought with Darius, do you teach him a package of plays for the first week and then add to him, or how do you teach that?
Well, it's not easy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, whenever you bring somebody else in, I think, you know, with Jason Rebovich here, having been in at least 2 to 3 systems that Marcel's been in recently will help them. You know, we're trying to just make sure, hey, what they call the apples in this system is oranges in our system. You know what I'm saying? Try to get them to relate it and just trying to work with them during the week, work with them extra and see, you know, obviously what we can, you know, get out of them when he goes there. And knowing that, you know, as we go, you know, the opportunity of a chance to grow in a role will grow.
How has Miles Jack progressed over the first 7 games?
I think well. I think, you know, it's the same thing. I think he's been playing extremely well for us. I'm happy, you know, with the way he's playing. I think that gets better and better each week. And it's just from a standpoint, the reason why I say that is just experience. And even getting better from a standpoint of taking care of his body and things of that nature, you know, even though he's in his second year. But at the same time, I see him progressing on the field with confidence. So, obviously, he's a player that we rely on to play well.
With Leonard and Brandon and came back today, you know, take that as a good sign for their availability on Sunday, even though they're
we'll see. Yeah, but obviously, you know, once you get them back on the field, that's always a good. It's a step. You know what I'm saying? It's a step in the right direction. You know, if they're not out there, then obviously you really can't say anything. You can't say, yeah, I feel good. You know, we feel good. Why is he out there? You know, unless it's a day of rest or something of that nature. So, you know, we're out there and it's hard because it's, you know, you're working during practice with all players and you're trying to, you know, simulate a game, which is always difficult, even though that's our goal as coaches. So you never know how that action is going to be. But I think it kind of offsets itself with adrenaline and things of that nature when you play. But we've got to make sure that those players are able to play at a level because we're going to need all our players to play at a high level, you know, obviously on Sunday versus Cincinnati.
With TJ Yeldon, will his status for Sunday be decided on Leonard or just about the game plan?
No, about the game plan.
Did he show you anything in Indianapolis to say, hey, it's time to get him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I thought he played really well, and that's what we look for, players to play well. And, you know, if they show us, you know, good things, then obviously we got to put it on ourselves to make sure that they get those opportunities again to keep it going.